Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The approach you have to take, at least I took, you take whatever approach you want. The conversation had to be a real, honest conversation in the accountability mirror of, guess what? I was fat. Don't find a kind word to say that, you know what? I've gained some weight. No, you're fat. When I couldn't read, not like, hey, you know, even learning disability. No, I cannot read. I have a fourth grade reading level, I'm struggling, and sometimes I call myself stupid. Not in a way to put myself down. So don't take it like, my God, those are so hurtful. Yeah, they're hurtful, dishonest. The conversation has to become an honest conversation of where you're at mentally. Where am I at mentally? I look like shit. I feel like shit. I'm falling behind in school. I'm lazy. My house is a mess. You have to look at what it is and call it what it is. Don't find words to make yourself feel better. So we hang around people that make us feel better, that tell us what we want to hear, not what we need to hear. And so we stay away from those people. And we stay away from those people, like our internal dialogue becomes that kind, it's okay, it's not okay. So that's where it starts. It starts with that accountability of, it's not okay anymore. This can no longer be okay. And calling yourself out for exactly what you are and exactly how you need to fix it. Whenever you can't hear yourself think, you gotta slow down. Whenever you're living off a schedule, every day's a schedule, you have no time for yourself. When you start, and we all know it, I don't have time for this anymore, I don't have time for that anymore. That's when your mind and your body are saying, think about that. I'm neglecting my fiance, I'm neglecting my disciplines of life, I'm neglecting my reading, my learning, my workouts, my diet. When you start neglecting all of that, you neglect one of them, you can neglect all of them a long time. It's gonna haunt you. When you start seeing that, my God, I haven't eaten right in a long time, I haven't been sleeping right in a long time. It can only be one of those things to take you off. So I'm very aware of my eating, my sleeping, my disciplines of life. And when I start to get too far away from them, it's a hard stop. Because what made me are the self, not just disciplines, the self-disciplines of life. And those are always in front of you, if you have any. They're always in front of you. So that's my heart stuff.
How are we gonna solve for bullies, for racists, for all these fucked up people in life? One thing about life, it is very unpredictable, but one thing's for damn sure, people are very predictable. So what that means is you can prepare for the assholes of this fucking world. So for you to continue to complain, get your butt hurt over people not liking the way you look, the way you sound, the way you dress, wherever the fuck it may be, you need to change on how you look at those fucking people, what they say to you. You gotta start arming your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence, build self-esteem. So if people talk shit to you, it doesn't fucking matter. Stay hard.
Our mind wants to protect us. The mind is like, honestly, it has a tactical advantage over us. It knows our deepest, darkest fears or insecurities. It knows where we start to feel, we start getting that doubt creeping. It says, hey man, you know what, man? Maybe this isn't good. Let's go back home to the wife. Let's go back home to the kids. This is not comfortable. So in that moment, the mind directs us. It's a protective mechanism. It saves us from doing bodily harm, or it really saves us from discovering that the mind's like, I want to be in charge of you. I don't want you to be in charge of me. So it tells you, let's just stop right here. But once you start breaking through that barrier and start breaking down that governor that you've put in your mind, because we forget we are in control of our mind. We believe it's the other way around. No, we put in our minds what we should do, but we believe our mind is telling us, it's giving us all this feedback. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. We're good, this sucks, but it's okay. I have so many conversations in my mind because so many times I want to quit.
Sure.
But this is what it is. This is what I figured out. I was so afraid of myself that I had to figure out, I became a master of my mind. People, when you're afraid of something, you have to master it. That's how you start to overcome it. So what I realized, when I get to that point where I want to quit, everybody, they get to the point where they want to quit. This is what happens. The mind tells you, let's go home. Let's take a warm shower. Let's get some food. This is not right. This is that. If you cannot answer the questions at that moment, because your mind's going to start giving you all these questions. And if you can't answer them, you're going to quit. What I realized when I was going through budge.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ranger school officer, 100-mile race, 200-mile races, pull-up records. My mind would come creeping in. Like when I was doing 4,030 pull-ups at 2,000 pull-ups and my hands were ripped open, my mind said, look, brother, we've done all these other things. You've proven yourself. You're good. If I didn't have the answer to respond to my mind and say, why I'm here, why I'm doing this, you will always lose that fight. You have to have the response to what your mind is going to tell you. You have to learn, what do you want in your life? We have so much influence coming at us that we are so lost. We don't know what we want to do because we don't spend enough time with ourselves. You have to learn to shut off a phone, shut off a computer, shut off a TV. And it's okay to sit in a room by yourself in a chair and just think about you, where I want to be. Where do I see myself tomorrow, the next year from that? And it takes a lot of self-discipline to be able to do that nowadays because you want to be so attached to everything. You want to be so caught up with the world. The world's moving too fast. The world's moving so fast that you're trying to keep up to the point where you lose yourself in the world. So you have to take that time and go to that dark place in your mind and discover who you are. When you're miserable, when you're suffering, when you're laying on the floor, when you're doing all the disciplines it takes to be a monk, you cannot think about the whole process. It will make you so insanely crazy. It's impossible. It's inhumane what I'm about to do to myself. You have to be able to break all these big, humongous, painful things in life down to the smallest molecule, because that's all the brain can handle. The brain can't handle hours and hours and hours of suffering. But it can handle right now. I'm in the Pacific Ocean and it's very cold. And this is what I'm doing. Don't think about the rest of it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I learned from Hell Week. That's what I learned from being in three Hell Weeks. That's what I learned from all the military. I went to Ranger School. I went to all these different schools to learn all of that, to learn how the mind processes. So I talk about theorists. I talk about practitioners. Mm. A theorist is a person who reads a book, doesn't do it. Reads a book, learns about something, and then talks about it. Mm. A practitioner is myself. A practitioner is a person like me. I wanted to be an expert in the mind. Mm. a mental toughness guy, beyond mental toughness. The only way to do that, in my eyes, is to put yourself in hell. Mm-hmm. Put in hell repeatedly. Repeatedly put yourself in hell and study how you process it. And that's how I was able to come up with all these different ways, all these different tools to slow the mind down in hell. Because the mind just speeds up. The mind wants to get out of the painful situation, the suffering. It can't process it. So that's what I realized by going through all these different processes of being in hell weeks. You know, it's just that.
I love them.
How the mind processes in hell. You have to be on a constant reminder. Almost like how you put a reminder on your phone, 15 minutes, you got this. It has to be in your brain. You've done too much. Stop. And what happens in life is that we start to see our lives become so successful. We're making money. We're doing this. We're doing that. I want more. I want more. I push harder. I'm all about pushing hard. Don't get me wrong.
Obviously.
I'm all about it. But to push as hard as you can, you have to be mindful of the machine that's pushing. It is going to end up dying. And then it takes years to get it back. So you lose that time. That time is gone. You know, I lost 5 years of, I could be crushing it. Where now I'm just now back to crushing it, realizing, God, man, I learned the hard way. That's really sometimes the only way to learn.
Thing, well, I like what you're saying, because my big saying is motivation is crap. Right now, a lot of you right now can be motivated as hell, go out of here and be like, yeah, I'm motivated. Like you said, you're right. Not being driven or obsessed, this motivation fades. And motivation is at the all-time high when your bills are paid, when your wife or husband is good, when everything is good, you're motivated. It's that person when all hell breaks loose and everything falls apart that says, I still got to get it in. And how you get to that point in life, what I figured out, it's so noisy right now. This world is so noisy. We all walk around with these phones, computers. The world is so fast. We're not able to think. The most powerful weapon in the world, we walk around with it. It's our mind. It's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we're even born or whatever because it's so loud in our mind. We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.